Hello, Northling, the community church family. This is Darcy, and I'm glad that you've joined me once again here on the NLCC Holy Week Reflections podcast. Today is Maundy Thursday, and if you don't know what Maundy Thursday means, Rodrigo is going to get more into that in just a minute here. Our reflection today from our care pastor, Rodrigo Justino, is called Love One Another.
Today is Maundy Thursday, from the Latin word meaning command. It refers to a specific command Jesus gave to his disciples that is found in John chapter 13, verse 34. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. We read these words of Jesus and see that there is something old, something new, but also something different in this command. What is old? The command to love one another can already be found in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. So Leviticus tells us that love is the antidote to revenge and grudges in a world where we are constantly hurting one another. There is no novelty here. What then is new in this old command? From the lips and life of Jesus, an ancient command finds new motivation and reference: Christ Himself. Love one another, He tells us, in the same way I have loved you. We have heard Jesus encouraging us to love others as we love ourselves, but right now, the reference has moved to Him. He is the new standard of love. And how Jesus loved his disciples? He welcomed them into his life, called them friends, wept with them, served them, suffered for them, and ultimately gave his life for them on the cross. That's what Jesus did. That is what he commands us to do. There is one way in which this command is different. In the Greek, the verb is not in the imperative. It is less a command and more like a plea. Love. Love as I loved you. Love shouldn't come out of obligation, because that is a love killer, isn't it? Love, in this radical new way of Jesus, comes out of the imprint of God's love. God loved us in such an amazing way through Jesus Christ, that we cannot afford to remain the same or do nothing. As 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 says, Christ's love compels us. We cannot love this way by ourselves, and God knows that. We are broken and weak. If we are to love this way, we need power from above. That is why Jesus pleads not only to us, but also for us. In John chapter 17, 21, in a moment of intimate conversation between Jesus and God, his Father, we find Jesus praying for us. My prayer is not for my disciples alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Ultimately, what enables us to love one another like Jesus is God's transforming power in us in response to our Savior's prayer. This way, we obey an old command, love one another, given a different meaning in a new way, a way never seen before. Dear Jesus, thanks for your amazing love for me. Help me express your love for others through the things I say and do. Amen.
Thank you.